At the time of Hazrat Usmaud al-Aslat Islam, when he was commissioned, there were some sincere ulamas in India, like Maulana Altaf Sanhali, Shibli Nomani, Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan.
Do you know the birth and death dates of Maulana Altaf Sanhali?
No, I have not read.
Huh?
No, I have not read.
You don't know, I see.
So I was wondering, really, what was the attitude of
he was a contemporary of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, only while in his childhood, I suppose, not in his ripe age. Do you know Maloo Sahib anything about it?
No.
I know Sayyid Ahmad Sahib was much senior to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in age. But Hali was belonged to a junior generation, definitely. But how much junior, I don't know.
No, Huzur, Hali was the...
Pan? Yes, 37, yes.
Hali was the pupil of Ghalib.
Yes.
So he could not be very junior. He must have been grown-up man when the Promised Messiah claimed to be the Promised Messiah.
Was he a real pupil of Ghalib?
Yes.
To what degree,
yes,
I don't know that either.
He was a young man and he has taken his poems to the...
Ghalib was his guru, all right, but whether he was really a pupil, I don't know.
Yes, Dav was the pupil of the Zawq and the Hali was the pupil of Ghalib.
And but I don't know much about that.
Yes, he has mentioned himself in Tazkara,
yes.
The Hali. And
yes.
So I was wondering...
it is generally understood that he was a pupil, but what sort of pupil he was and how long he remained a pupil... To what degree, that is still to be settled.
But anyhow, this, uh-huh. His age does not make,
yes,
much difference.
Yes.
He was a very sincere, one of the ulama in Muslims world. So, what was...
When did Ghalib die, by the way?
Pardon?
When did Ghalib die?
Ghalib died in late 60s. 1863.
63?
Yeah.
To be exact,
yes.
I see. So then your argument is correct, right?
Yes.
If he died in 63 and Hali was a pupil of his, then he must have been reached an age of majority and adulthood when Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam made his claim. But Hali is not known to have made his appearance in this religious controversy anywhere, not even remotely. So either he remained within the world of his poetry and did not take notice of it, or maybe he was too right-minded to interfere in affairs of which he had no knowledge. So he just adopted the correct attitude of lack of knowledge.
And the other person which I had in my mind was Shibli Nomani. What was his attitude towards the Promised Messiah?
Again, he was not hostile at all. Neither of the two were hostile. Also, Sayyid Maulana Azad was not hostile. In fact, at times, through oblique remarks, he supported the Ahmadiyyat in some ways. He was not hostile at all. These great figures, which were semi-religious, semi-political intelligentsia of Islam of that day, they were fair-minded people, generally speaking. They were not mullahs anyway. So you don't have anything of mullahism among them.
May I be permitted to relate something which I heard from Ali bin Qadir?
Please.
And Sahabada Mirza Hanif Ahmad Sahab.
Yes, please.
I have been told that the Shibli Nomani was the very close friend to the Sayyid Abdul Qadir Bihari.
Yes. The grandfather of Ali Sahib.
No, father.
A father of Hazrat, yes, Ali Sahib.
That's right.
Professor Abdul Qadir, you mean?
Professor Abdul,
yes, that's right, yes.
And he was the friend of Shibli Nomani. Once he wrote him a letter and asked him that how is it possible that you have been able to write such a great books about Islam like the Khatam al-Nabiyyin, Sirat Khatam al-Nabiyyin, and you would not have been able to recognize the Imam of
the
time.
Of the age, yes.
So he wrote him back in a postcard or in a letter and said, that how do you know that I have not been able to recognize him? But is it necessary that I should proclaim like you have done? Is it necessary? So that letter was kept by Professor Sahab, and then he handed over to community that it is a private letter. It should not be published in his lifetime. But later on, this subject matter...
This is a very important thing, yes. I'm glad you mentioned it. Maulvi Sahab, you should know about these old documents. Where are they preserved?
अपने एक डॉक्टर ने लिखे कि हम लखनऊ में उनसे मिले थे और उन्होंने कहा कि बाहरी जमात इंडिया के बहुत बड़ा सवाल है कि जो अंग्रेजी दान उनके पास है वो कुरान के आसन बने और जो रवा है वो अंग्रेजी दान बने कि उन्होंने इस बारे में लिखे और उसके शेख मोहम्मद इसमाइल साहब पानीपत
हाँ हाँ उनको उनको भी इल्म होगा राइट
हाफिज मुख्तार के साथ शाहजहानपुरी गए खुद जान मान लगे थे शेख इसमाइल साहब पानीपति ने बताया कि जिस वक्त 1854 में ये जानसुर ग्रैंड का वाक्य हुआ है तो ये पंजाब में आए थे मामले तो
कौन आया
हाल ही आए
उस जमाने में
अच्छा तो उनसे ये पूछा गया कि आप बानी जमात अंडे के मुतल क्या समझते हैं तो उन्होंने ये बात फरमाई कि बहरहाल खुदा के रसूल का निशान तो पूरा हो इस बात का इरादा
हु इज अ विटनेस टू दिस
शेख इस्माइल साहब पानीपति ने मोहम्मद साहब मुख्तार साहब की बात
आपकी मौजूदगी में और वो तो उसी इलाके के थे पानीपत के ही और वो जानते होंगे हाल ही को भी अच्छी तरह हाँ यू नो वन ऑलवेज रिसीव्स दिस इंप्रेशन दैट दीज ग्रेट पर्सनैलिटीज ऑफ द मुस्लिम वर्ल्ड ऑफ दैट एज इफ दे वर ऑब्वियसली कंटेम्प्रेरीज ऑफ हज़रत मसीह मौऊद अलैहिस्सलाम एंड हैड वेरी क्लियरली नोन व्हाट वाज हैपनिंग इफ दे इवन हैड द स्लाइटेस्ट सस्पिशन दैट ए फॉल्स प्रॉफिट हैड अपीयर्ड एंड ही वाज ए source of danger to the world of Islam, they must have opened their lips or written something about it and warned the people. So their complete silence shows that within their hearts they were either convinced of the truth or at least they were neutral. They did not have the courage to positively say, no, it is wrong. So I think most probably this they were sympathetic. And this evidence which Maulvi Dostmohammad Sahab has just produced, that shows that the second alternative is the correct one.
Just to add a little sentence.
Yes.
When Ali bin Qadir was recently here, I asked...
But that, I'm coming to that document. Professor Abdul Qadir Sahib, jo mamu hain humare Mirza Hanif Ahmed Sahab ke, mamu the, yani fauth ho gaye hain, wo kehte hain ki mujhe khud khat jawab mein likha tha Shibli Numani ne, کہ جب میں نے پوچھا کہ آپ اپنی قابلیت کے باوجود کس طرح انکار کر گئے ہیں وقت کے امام کو کیوں نہ پہچان سکے تو انہوں نے کہا کہ تمہیں کس نے بتایا کہ میں نہیں پہچان سکا کیا ضروری ہے کہ کھل کر تمہاری طرح شامل ہو جائے تو یہ خط کہتے ہیں کہ میں نے جماعت ان کی روایت کے مطابق ہی ڈپازیٹڈ اٹ ود دا کمیونٹی اینڈ ود دا ورڈ دیٹ اٹ شوڈ ناٹ بی پبلشڈ ڈیورنگ ہز لائف ٹائم because it would be embarrassing for him. It was a private correspondence. So after his death, it may be published. So if that is so, it should be somewhere in your library, under your... Correct. Wo theek hai, lekin uske liye ye jo documentary proof hai, ye zaruri hai na. So aap pata karein, علی بن عبد القادر صاحب یا حنیف سے کس پوچھ کریں وہ تحقیق کریں مزید اور کچھ ان کی جو خط و کتابت ہے دیٹ وڈ بی ویری امپورٹنٹ بیکاز ہی واز اے گریٹ اسکالرلی فگر ہو واز ہائیلی ریسپیکٹڈ فار ہز نالج ڈیپتھ آف ہز نالج امنگ ہز کنٹمپریریز پروفیسر عبد القادر صاحب سو ہی مسٹ ہیو بین ان کورسپونڈنس ود دیز پیپل اینڈ دیر مے بی سم ایویڈینس ہڈن ان ہز لیٹرز ہیئر اینڈ دیئر وی شوڈ بی آف یوز ٹو یو
حضور اکبر الہبادی صاحب کا یہ بیان صدر میں سروا موجود انہوں نے ایک دفعہ ہمارے سید صدار لکھنؤ سے یہ بات کہی کہ میں تو بانی جماعت انڈیا کی صداقت سے جاؤں کہ انہوں نے ہم جیسے مردہ جماعت متعلق مسلمانوں کے متعلق خدا کی طرف سے مسیح پیدا ہو سکتے ہیں تو میں تو اس وجہ سے چاہتا ہوں کہ کاش میں قادیان میں چلا جاؤں اور وہیں پر خالی ہوں یہ صدر میں یہ چیز کہتی
اچھا اکبر الہبادی کا بہر یہ روشن خیال جو اس وقت کی جینٹری ہے ان کا خاموشی اختیار کر جانا ہی ایک بہت بڑی فتح ہے احمدیت کی کیونکہ جس طرح مولوی پیچھے پڑا ہوا تھا اگر ایک اتنا خطرناک مکروہ فینومینا انفولڈ ہوا تھا तो इन लोगों को बिल्कुल बेहिसी दिखाना टोटली और खिलाफ बोलना ना, कोई हरकत में ना आना, और जबकि अहमदी दोस्त उनके मौजूद थे, दिस इज एस्टेब्लिश्ड। इससे पता चलता है कि वो बीच में से वो कमज़ोर सिंपैथेटिक थे या मोमिन थे, और कमज़ोर थे, ताकत नहीं थी बेचारों में। वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग रिपोर्ट अबाउट मेवी सेहरार्स अप्रोच टू नेहरू विद द हेल्प ऑफ मौलाना आजाद। दिस इंसिडेंट वॉज रिपोर्टेड बाई एन ओल्ड कांग्रेसाइट who reached a ripe old age and who lived in Karachi, and he reported this matter to his Ahmadi friends, and we have I don't know whether he's still alive or not, but this is a report which is very authentic and reliable. He was very close once to Maulana Azad and used to live with him and got attached to him, you know, like fans sometimes come to the close vicinity and begin to live around an important figure. So that is how his relations were with Maulana Azad. He would be present mostly with him. So he told an Ahmadi that once in my presence a delegation of Majlis-e-Ehrar approached Maulana Azad, who wanted his intercession with Nehru. And they told him that Nehru holds you in such high esteem, and he also knows that we are serving the cause of Congress. So all what we want to be repaid in exchange is this, that he should condemn Ahmadiyyat and tell everybody that it was a false prophet, he doesn't mean anything, and so on and so forth. So he openly should side with us from the religious point of view as well. So Maulana Azad told them that, look here, I know this will be a very futile effort on your part to convince Nehru. I know his views, and he is not going to succumb to your pressurization. So it's useless. Don't meet him, and I don't think there is any good can come out of it. But they insisted. He said, all right, I'll arrange a meeting with you. So he arranged a meeting with Nehru. At that time he was not a prime minister, he's talking of earlier days. And when the delegation returned to report the matter to Maulana Azad, they were very much a crestfallen people, you know, almost disappointed. And they said, Maulana Azad laughed and said, what happened, tell me. He said, something very strange happened. He cornered us in a way that we could not answer him, and our case was destroyed. He said, what happened? He said, look here, he is a patriotic person. So when we told him that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad has made this claim and he has created such dissension in the orders of Islam and things in this and that, so he kept listening very quietly and then said, look here, was he an Indian really? He said, yes, he was an Indian. He said, do you believe in an Arab prophet? He said, yes, we believe in an Arab prophet. So where is your patriotism? You believe in an Arab prophet and deny an Indian prophet? I can't understand it. He said, how stupid you are. Allah has given you a prophet from your own people. You're denying.
That was very clever. So just to add the last sentence about the Shibli Nomani, when the Ali bin Qadir was here recently,
I think this was reported to me by Mirza Abdul Rahim Beg. He himself heard it from that old Congressite. So you better write to him to provide you with a written statement on this. Huh?
So when the Ali bin Qadir was here, I asked him the same thing about Shibli Nomani, and he said, yes, I heard from my father the same thing what you are saying. So it was confirmed by him.
I see.
So may right. I relate one story which I heard from the Sayyid Hafiz Mukhtar Ahmad Shah Jahanpuri.
Yes, please, go ahead.
About Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan.
Yes, please.
Sayyid Sahib told me, or Hafiz Sahib told me, in my presence, in my mother presence and my father, that when Sir Sayyid Ahmad was seriously ill, and he had a few friends very close to him. One was our Ahmadi Yaqub, Ahmad Irfani Sahib.
Achha, Yaqub Irfani, Sheikh Yaqub, yes.
And one Maulvi Zakaullah.
Maulvi Zakaullah?
Yes, who has wrote a Tariq, Islam Zakaullah.
Yes, yes, you're quite right, yes.
And the other name, third name, I forgot. I do not know who it was, but I think he belonged to some in northern India.
Yes.
That, and these three friends were with Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan. And Sir Sayyid said, look, I want you to make three of you as witness. That there had been three wish which I could not complete in this life. And two were related to the college of Aligarh. And the last one he said that after I finished these two things, I was hoping and longing to go to Qadian and spend the rest of my life.
I see, yes.
And this thing, they were, Yaqub Irfani Sahib told Qibla Hafiz Sahib, and he also wrote a letter when the third one died and the Zakaullah was still alive. And he
Zakaullah
asked
was
to publish that.
Yes, yes, yes. No, no, what was still alive, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one was still alive, yes, and yes. The other was dead. The Yaqub Ali Irfani Sahib said, then there is a time, now we should disclose this matter. Because if other will die, one of us will die, then there will be no other witness.
Right.
So
right.
He published or he said the same thing in his time. And in exactly the same word I heard from the Hafiz Sahib, this story. So I believe before this...
And no denial came from Zakaullah.
No denial came from Zakaullah. And Zakaullah kept quiet.
Right.
And it was deduced by the Hafiz Sahib that the Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan died as Ahmadi. And he had also related also Abul Kalam Azad in the same way that he was very friendly.
Well, he might have ended up in this attitude. Previously, this was not his attitude. He wanted to remain neutral vis-a-vis the religious debates, religious controversies. All he was interested in was for the Muslim...
uplift.
No, the Muslim people to retain their religious character as a people, as well as make the best of benefits from the Western civilization and culture and scientific achievements. And he wanted to remove the barrier between the two. And this is what he proclaimed, that you can retain your Muslim personality as well as gain from the modern advancements. That segregation was the most fatal thing to the Muslims of that age. Hindus were making progress in every direction, and the Muslims thought that it was their religious duty to boycott everything that was British, everything that was Western. And they thought that was a compromise on religious values, so they preached among the Muslims, the scholars, to keep completely divorced from the realities of the modern life. Sir Sayyid Ahmad did the greatest service to the cause of the Muslim world in this respect. He is the pioneer in that regard. He not only got educated himself, I mean his parents made him educated in the modern terms, but also he worked for this university, enlightenment and breaking of this taboo generally speaking. So he became a very controversial personality to begin with. And that controversy gradually pushed him towards an attitude which is the Ahmadi attitude, because the Muslim clergy of that age went after his throat and they said, "This you are doing this disservice to Islam, you are bringing a compromise between the modern values and the Islamic values, you are a defeatist, you are an escapist," and so on and so forth. In fact, they said he was a kafir and pakka kafir, and launched campaign after campaign against him. So that must have embittered him to the so-called classical versions of Islam. But they were not classical, they were medieval versions of Islam. So I can believe him ending up ultimately into the haven of Qadian, at least mentally if not physically.
I do believe also, because after the Promised Messiah has written a book, Barakat Dua, he did not write anything,
yes, yes.
And did not answer.
While at places the criticism is quite bitter.
Yes.
Yet he did not respond, did not mind it, in fact.
Yes.
I was very, very surprised with the same fact when I noticed the total absence of a strong, bitter reaction from Sir Sayyid Ahmad Sahib. That means he must have acquiesced and he must have accepted this.